A Canton woman is behind bars, accused of allowing her dog to attack a man last year. 42-year-old Moshalai Jewell was arrested Monday on a warrant charging her with dangerous or vicious animals. She's scheduled for arraignment tomorrow in Canton Municipal Court. Court records state Jewell's dog got loose from her Kaiser Avenue Northeast home and bit a 59-year-old Canton man in May 2024. He suffered visible injuries. The assault of a woman and her 5-year-old child have landed a Canton woman in the Stark County Jail. 26-year-old Courtney Cunningham was booked Tuesday after she was picked up on warrants charging her with assault and endangering children. The alleged incident occurred Monday. According to court records, Cunningham struck the woman in the face during an argument, causing visible injury. She also allegedly hit the victim's daughter and pushed her to the ground. The assault reportedly occurred in the presence of the victim's other children. Cunningham is scheduled for arraignment tomorrow in Canton Municipal Court. The Ohio Supreme Court will determine if a North Canton ordinance requiring landlords to get inspections of rental properties is constitutional. The case concerns CF Homes. The ordinance passed by council mandates landlords register rental properties with 8 or fewer units as of January 2023. Landlords must have properties inspected by the city to ensure compliance with building and health codes. The measure was later extended to all rental properties. CF Homes refused to allow an inspection of its apartment building on North Main Street without a warrant. The city obtained one in July 2023, and CF argued the inspections violated constitutional provisions against searches without probable cause. A Stark County judge ruled in June 2024 the rental ordinance is not unconstitutionally vague or overly broad. The 5th District Court of Appeals ruled in favor of North Canton in February. Oral arguments have not been scheduled. A plea is expected in Columbiana County Common Pleas Court from a man indicted on child pornography charges. The plea hearing for 74-year-old Robert Rogers of East Palestine is scheduled Tuesday. The Columbiana County Grand Jury charged him in January with 17 counts of pandering obscenity involving a minor. The charges stemmed from a June 2024 incident in which he allegedly possessed child porn. Legislation that would allow a marijuana dispensary in Salem will be the focus of discussion by City Council. Lawmakers voted Tuesday to refer the resolution to a committee. The decision followed remarks supporting a dispensary from businessman Michael Dombrowski during the public speaks portion of the meeting. He cited the potential economic benefits for the city. Council approved a 12-month moratorium on dispensaries that took effect in January 2024. It was meant to give state and local officials time to develop regulations for the production and sale of recreational marijuana. The moratorium was later extended indefinitely. The village of Sebring settled a lawsuit with a property owner. Council unanimously agreed to settle for $20,000 during a special meeting Monday. Legal issues began after a West Virginia Avenue home was heavily damaged by a fire in 2023. It was demolished without objection by the owner. Mayor David Wright says the village later took down the adjacent garage, but failed to give the owner the 30 days necessary for due process. Sebring will pay half of the settlement, with the remainder covered by their insurance company. Council also accepted the retirement of Police Chief Ray Harris, effective October 5th. He has led the department since May 2017. Testing of internal candidates for the chief's job will take place next month. A woman serving a life sentence for killing her husband in 1988 has died in prison. The State Department of Corrections reports 66-year-old Marie Poling died at the Marysville Reformatory May 20th. Poling was convicted of shooting Richard Poling to death at their Trumbull County home and enlisting her lover to help dismember the body and dispose of the parts near Washington, Pennsylvania. Poling was scheduled to go before the parole board in August. She was refused parole on 6 previous occasions. A Youngstown woman accused of gunning down a man during an argument will remain in a state mental hospital. 42-year-old Jillian Russell was ruled not guilty by reason of insanity in June 2024 by Mahoning County Common Pleas Judge Anthony D'Apolito. Russell was charged with aggravated murder in the Easter 2020 slaying of 38-year-old Marcus Turnage of Kent. Russell has been at Heartland Behavioral Health in Maslin since the verdict. Russell reportedly will remain at the facility for 2 years until her next mandated court hearing. A man who was shot by Boardman police during a July 2021 confrontation has been sentenced to 4 years in prison. 28-year-old Damian Cessna of Austintown was handed the punishment today by Mahoning County Common Pleas Judge Maureen Sweeney. A jury found Cessna guilty last month of felonious assault. He was convicted of aggravated menacing and obstructing official business in September, but jurors were unable to agree on a verdict for the felonious assault charge, and Sweeney declared a mistrial. Officers said Cessna pulled a knife after he was seen on South Avenue riding a bicycle and carrying a baseball bat. He was shot after he refused to drop the knife. Liberty Township Police are telling people to stay away from the scene of Saturday's fatal home explosion after items were stolen from the property. A four-wheeler, lawnmower, trailer, and SUV were taken from the East Montrose Street address. Police say the house is under surveillance and anyone caught committing a theft will be arrested. Justin Braun was killed in the explosion and 2 others, including a 4-year-old boy, were critically injured. Authorities say people had been making fireworks in the garage. This is the local edition of WDPN News. I'm Jeff Mears.